What was that about giving me all the hard time for deleting a recording and you almost did it right there?
I did not delete a recording.
You came really damn close. I could hear it in your voice.
No, I just want to give you a heart attack.
Dude.
Did it work?
A little.
Sweet.
That's
Is it though?
Yeah, just a lot. Wait, are you actually recording?
No.
No. Should
I be? I'm recording, even though I don't even know what I'm doing.
That's actually kind of the point of philosophical. We just sit here and talk. I mean, you actually recorded a whole episode before, Michael. You should know these things.
I have recorded philosophical before, that's correct. Well, it was Michael-sophical, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that wasn't philosophical.
That was better.
Debatable.
Please. What other podcast talks about Burger King commercials besides
Hypotheticals?
Right. Hypothetical and Michael Sophical.
We can talk about Burger King commercials. I don't really have a whole lot about Burger King commercials to talk about, but we could talk about them.
Anytime you want to talk about fast food commercials, I'm your guy.
Actually, Phil, Michael got trolled by Postmates.
Why would they do?
Oh, this is funny. Michael, tell the story.
Well, I got an email from Postmates offering to send me a Burger King King box for $3 in free delivery.
So Postmates listens to you guys?
Apparently. I have no idea.
No, but I mean, it's not like I'm going to order it because it's not going to come in a box.
You never know. Your Postmates driver may be a hypothetical fan.
How would that work if I ordered a King box from Postmates? And the guy brings it to me, and it's in a bag and not a box. Can I return it?
Maybe, or at least not tip the driver.
Well, it's probably not the driver's fault. He's not the one that packed it up.
Well, this is true.
How would you return Burger King food to a delivery driver or to a delivery service? I assume that, maybe I just reject accepting it when he brings it to me. So where's the box?
And then you don't sign on the little thing on the phone. You actually hit cancel on the order, and it cancels it out.
I don't know if it works that way, but I'm not going to try it. I don't want to find out.
You should try it and find out.
Yeah, Walmart gave me free groceries because they have Postmates deliver, and their person accidentally hit the cancel button.
Did you get free groceries?
I did the honest thing and actually called up the Walmart where the groceries came from and went, hey, you need to pull my order back up again and run my credit card again.
But that's a Postmates. Aren't they the ones that run the credit card?
They're supposed to, but the transaction still goes through Walmart at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Needless to say, 2 days later when Postmates asked me if I wanted to tip the driver, I definitely said no.
I almost gave you free groceries.
Well, okay. I could have gotten the free groceries, but then I decided I'd rather be honest.
You're always noble.
Yeah, no, not really.
But do you have a noble steed?
I'm not a steed.
No, I said, do you have a noble steed?
Oh, I thought you were calling me a noble steed.
No, I know you're not a horse.
No, but I'm a horse's a-
No, you're a-
Isn't a- like an at-at?
Kind of.
You just call yourself an at?
I don't know. Wait, no, actually. At-at. Yeah, I guess that would be...
Yeah, you just call yourself at.
Okay, yeah, I did. Wow.
They don't deliver those through Postmates, do they?
If you ask hard enough, they might.
Can you please deliver me a hat for my
I wonder if they would deliver a 28-pound gummy snake.
I wonder what the strangest thing you can get delivered by Postmates is.
Probably a McGangbang. Just because of the name. I mean, Postmates is selective about who they partner with. And when I say selective, they're about as selective as a community college is when it comes to letting in students. Oh, by the way, Phil.
Yeah.
Michael has you beat for the longest silence in an episode of any show we've ever done.
How long was it?
Long.
Yeah.
You want to do a one-sided philosophical? I can do that.
No. People actually listen to this show for you.
Oh. Am I that interesting?
more interesting than me, apparently.
How do you know they listen to it for me?
Well, okay. Any episode that I'm on, like without a normal host, tends to get fewer listens than episodes with guests.
Oh, so now I'm a guest on Philosophical?
This is Michael Sophical.
Oh, I have to go then.
Well, okay, I have a question. So we know this is Philosophical, but is it hypothetical or hypotheticals?
Hypothetical. There's no plural.
But there's multiple hypotheticals, so that means
there's multiple episodes of hypothetical.
Yeah, but there's a there's usually two hypothetical questions in each episode.
There's two hypothetical scenarios.
Yeah,
make up exactly. An episode of hypotheticals.
There's two hypothetical
scenarios in one episode of hypothetical.
Yeah, so that means there's two hypothetical hypotheticals. There's been, after tonight's recording, there'll have been 31 hypothetical episodes of hypothetical questions. So there's hypotheticals.
Hypothetical questions.
Or now we're hyping it up? Is this like Apple?
Yes, my show is just one really long hype train. It's part of my long con.
That is funny as considering what we did for the who, what, when, where, why.
Yeah.
Bill has no clue until he listens to it, but he just hit it right on the damn head.
I hate being in the dark. I'm going to go turn on the light.
Dad jokes, really?
Okay, so I'm in the Postmates app. You know
who this is, right? I do dad jokes.
Yeah.
You tolerate dad jokes, you complain and groan, and then I tell another one.
Okay, so what are you finding out about Postmates?
All right, I'm in the Postmates app.
Uh-huh.
What is the weirdest combination of things that I could order for delivery? I can order from 7-Eleven. I can order from Subway. I can order from Burger King. I can order from Walgreens, Dunkin' Donuts, and a whole bunch of restaurants.
Well, you need a 7-Eleven hot dog.
Okay. No. Let's make it even weirder. You need a pack of Halbero sugar-free gummy bears from 7-Eleven.
The sugar-free ones?
Yeah, sugar-free.
Okay.
The Halbero ones are okay. They don't mess with you as much. Get Pepto-Bismol from Walgreens. Okay. Get a chicken bacon ranch sub from Subway with provolone and Southwest Chipotle sauce. Then get a dustpan and a broom from Walmart. Where else can you order from? Burger King. Get
a King box.
Get a King box.
No. No. We don't support that. It doesn't come in a box. Fine. If they put it in a box, then we'll start ordering it.
Then get a dry Whopper and have them also pick up a bottle of Heinz ketchup from...
From Walgreens. That's not that weird.
Well, when the Postmates delivery driver comes in and asks why you had him run all those different places, just tell him you need to get ready for the hockey game. And say it in the middle of summer. That way he's completely lost and has no damned idea what's going on. Hmm. It's about the experience, Michael.
It is.
That's not about the product. What were you going to go for?
Well, the 7-Eleven hot dog. Because that's like the worst hot dog in the world.
Fair enough.
A cucumber from Walmart.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Is there a flower shop?
There's no flower shop, sorry.
No flower shop. We can get that at Walgreens. And then a box of condoms and flowers at Walgreens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a hot dog, a cucumber, and some flowers?
And condoms.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a weird order. That's like, I don't know, probably a normal date night for you.
Oh. That's not normal date night for me.
Oh.
For someone. Wow.
Oh, wow. That is both disturbing and funny at the same time. Wow, Phil, you just broke me.
So does that mean we're done?
No. We're not done.
I still have to order from Postmates, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
All right.
So which order are you going to put in?
What are you getting from Postmates?
What am I going to get from Postmates? All right, so I'm going to get a lottery ticket from 7-Eleven.
You can Postmates a lottery ticket?
Doesn't say you can't.
Okay.
A scratch-off or an actual lottery?
Scratch-off.
Are you going to have them scratch it off?
No. I'll take care of that later.
Okay, quick side note before you continue. So we're pausing it at lottery ticket from 7-Eleven, how up would it be to be the Postmates driver that delivered a winning Powerball ticket to somebody?
You'd hope they tip well.
Yeah, but you don't know if you're a winner until a couple days later.
Yeah, but then normally they pull store footage to see who was there at the time that the ticket was bought. Okay, so back after the lottery ticket, so you're getting a lottery ticket.
Yes, I'll get a lottery ticket. I will go from Walgreens. I will get some sponges.
A lottery ticket, some sponges, okay.
And also from the magazine aisle at Walgreens, we'll get one of those like book of horoscopes.
Okay.
Let's see. Then we'll have him go to Subway.
Okay.
And we'll order a turkey sub and tell him to hold the turkey.
And so you just want vegetables, cheese, and mayo on a bread? On a loaf?
On a bread?
On a bread, yeah.
Yes. Just a bread. Just a bread. Nothing on it.
Just a bread. Oh, wow.
It has to be a bread. It can't just be the bread.
You know what you should do, Michael? Have the Postmates driver go to Panera?
Yeah.
Ooh, no, that's what you do. You have him walk in and they ask him, okay, what are you here for? He just says, a bread.
I feel like this is a Ron Swanson joke, but it's the wrong food product.
Then I am going to send my driver to Burger King, I guess, and just pick up a crown, a paper crown.
Okay.
And let's see, where else can I send him? Chipotle.
Okay.
And
you mean Chipotle, right?
What?
Chipotle.
Chipotle, sure.
Yeah. You get a tortilla?
I'm going to get the tortilla, but nothing on it.
You bastards.
So I want an empty burrito.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Yep. And we'll get a pizza with nothing on it. No cheese, no sauce, just the bread.
I sense a theme.
Are you trying to set yourself up for the worst morning in the bathroom the day after this?
I'm not done.
Oh, Greg, that's what you're going to be saying the next day.
Make it stop.
IHOP is on Postmates.
Oh, God.
So we'll get some pancakes with nothing on them.
Okay. While you're at it, get some French toast with nothing on them.
No, just the pancakes. We're good.
Just the pancakes. Okay.
Yep. And then I am going to send them to Wendy's. Yeah, Wendy's is on here. And we will get a junior bacon cheeseburger without the bacon, cheese, or burger, or condiments.
Okay.
Right? And it has to be done in this order. Okay? They can't go out of order.
Okay.
Okay.
How will you know if they go out of order?
I don't. But I'm going to put specific instructions in there. And then finally, I'm going to send them to McDonald's to get a whole bunch of chicken sandwiches, hamburgers, but none of it with no buns, no just condiments and the meat.
Okay. I'm disturbed.
And an apple pie.
Just one apple pie.
Just one.
To go with all the bread that you just got.
Right. But see, I got the bread from the different places, but I got all the meat from McDonald's. And that's the last place, so the meat will be fresh, quote unquote.
But the bread won't.
I hope it doesn't take him like 6 weeks to deliver it all.
Wow. I'm speechless.
And then when they deliver it, the first thing I'm going to do is open up the horoscope and see if I'm going to win the lottery. And then I'll scratch off the ticket. And if the horoscope said I was going to win and the lottery ticket was a loser, then I'll send a complaint to the Postmates.
While you're at it, can you go ahead and Postmates me a cheesecake?
No.
Oh.
I don't think Postmates is going to want me as a customer after that.
You're nicer on your other show.
Yeah, but this show is not the other show.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right. I'm on this show more than the other show.
You're not always right.
No, but I am right now.
I don't think I have a rebuttal.
But you have